We are not actually succeeding. We are going back to the way we were before the British came.
So, do you think the authorities in Nigeria as it stands now, one, an indefeasible, or as authorities say, the suppression of Nigeria is unwarranted and will not be entertained in any circumstances, do you think your objective is achievable?
It is achievable because you would expect any dictatorial state, you would expect any backward banana republic, which Nigeria has become, to speak in exactly those terms. But what they have cleverly forgotten is that they are the instigators of separation. We are not going to fold our hands and watch this continue to happen. The same set of circumstances obtained in 1966, when over 300,000 Biafrans were slaughtered in the north, that led to the declaration of the state of Biafra in 67. This time around, we are far more prepared, far more knowledgeable, far more aware, and far more exposed to allow the same thing to happen to us again.
Recently, when Nigeria held elections, you made a proclamation about a support for one party or another. People said, if you want an independent state, why support a party to participate in an election that you don't believe in, that really undermines your objective of having an independent state of Biafra?
First of all, we are Democrats, and secondly, we did not advocate for the voting of any particular party. What we said very clearly is that the policies of APC, as championed by the cabal who are in charge in Abuja, is not sustainable and cannot be supported. We also wanted to demonstrate our ability to be flexible and more so to respond to the yearnings and aspirations of our elders who demanded and pleaded with us to allow the voting to go ahead.